This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Woo! Ow! Ee! Ooh! Ah! 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 Ooh! Oh, it's like someone's hurting him. Make it stop. Oh. Hey, guys. Oh, we made it. We're here. It's Friday.
Woo, woo.
Woo woo, double woo. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Maria. Good to hear from you. How's everybody? Oh my God. I feel like the last 24 hours have just been nuts.
Go on.
Well, yesterday, I knew it might rain. You had said so, and I had my eyes open for that. But it's a sunny day at my house, like fully sunny, a couple clouds here and there. And all of a sudden, it's like the heavens just opened up. And it's still broad day, you know, totally sunny. I'm even looking like, where is this rain coming from? It's just thundering down. And then I open up my front door like, what's happening? And there's a rainbow out there, a double rainbow all the way across the sky. I'm like, what does it mean?
Wow.
It's amazing. It's starting to look like a triple rainbow.
So you were on LSD yesterday.
Yes.
That's what happened to you. Okay.
Anyway, it was just crazy. Cats were freaking out like, oh my God, the rain. Oh no, the rain. Our little paws might get wet. They're such babies about it.
Well, getting out this morning, it was crystal clear and a big, bright moon.
Just so beautiful.
Really, really nice.
There was some, it was king tides yesterday. So I was looking out for that on my way home. But I think by the time I drove up to my house, like the height of the water had already gone down a little bit. Like it must have, I think you said
it was wet down there, but it wasn't.
It was wet down there, but I didn't have to roll through any water. Because a lot of times I have to. There's a really low exit that I take. You know the one by Proof Lab.
If you don't know it, you wouldn't understand. But for whatever reason, that exit is below sea level or something. I don't know why it floods the way it, I mean, I there's the bay right there on the other side of it.
And they've allowed people to build stuff. And the water comes up on a few times a year just to the bottom of those buildings. Like, there's certainly no basement availability there.
Can't be good.
No.
I mean, it can't be good for the building or business.
Or just driving for your car. I've often felt like, well, I'm in an electric car. Is this really how deep in water I want to be? So you're rolling through and the cop's going, go ahead, keep going, roll through. But I might turn into lightning. And then this morning, just weird.
That's what happens. You turn into lightning.
Yeah, you turn right into lightning. That's what, and then you're cooked. You've become lightning. So we watched Survivor last night. And so we can talk about it. Are you guys all both caught up?
It was very what?
It's like just a standard episode. I didn't feel like anything.
Oh, I think they've made a huge mistake.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it.
They've made a huge mistake. What do you really? Mean we'll talk about
it? Oh, I agree with you. The one guy was vulnerable. Get that guy out.
That dude's winning the whole
the
thing.
The whole thing. So likable, wins every. It's there. And he barely came up. Okay, and then this morning, I'm sitting, I'm doing my work, I'm putting our things together, and I'm. It's about, I don't know, it's about 4 o'clock, so I'm going to leave pretty soon. Like, I'm working on maybe, like, the crossword on the Times. And the power just goes out. And I'm like, oh. Like, just, and it's, as you know, a perfectly clear night. Everything's fine. I don't know why. So it goes, the power just, poof, very quietly goes out. My phone's light up. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, like my iPad lights up, so I have some light. And I'm like, okay, did somebody just cut my power and they're coming to get me right now? Because, of course, that's the first thing I think is me. Like, am I going to get gotten? Am I getting got right now? So I turn out all the lights.
She's here, everyone, so I don't think she got
I did not. I, just so you know, spoiler alert,
yeah.
No one got me. I don't even know if they were trying, but I like a ninja, I slipped out.
They,
those people.
Who pursue female DJs at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
those
exactly,
theys.
Right. It's why you can't get too close to the bottom of your car, no matter how low your car sits to the ground. I think mine, I've looked, it's like 10 inches, maybe. But I can't get, there could be a very slender man under there.
So what do you
ready
do?
Ready to cut my Achilles
like,
tendon.
Pull your door open and jump in?
Well, I stand back and I wait, for an attack. It takes him a while to get up from underneath that car. It's very narrow.
Sarah, your brain is a wonderland.
Thank you. So I walk out, though, and I realize I'm like, oh, the whole world is dark right now. And it was sort of like a very selective outage. The neighborhoods and all the neighborhood lights are off and the street lights and stuff. But then I got down to the stoplight and that was working. And then I turn and everything, the schools are dark and the rec center's dark and everything's dark. And then, but then the next light is working. I'm like, okay, very weird. But it's amazing how much ambient noise there is around you just sort of at all times, right? You don't notice it until you notice it. And as I open up my door to go out and get my car, I can hear so many, first of all, I could hear the highway, which is at least a mile away. I was like, oh, that's so crazy. I can hear the highway. And then I could hear all these generators going. Like everybody's generator kicks on now. What do you call it? A Generac?
Generac is the one made, well, it's made by Generac, but it's the one made to work off of your gas lines. So it turns directly on the minute the power goes off and you start running on.
So you're just pulling natural gas.
Mm-hmm. And they're great. We looked at them and they're expensive and they're great. But they also have to be in a certain spot. Like they've got to access your gas line. And the one where, when we looked at it, they went, it's got to go here. And we're all, that's kind of in the way.
So you don't leave it there all the time.
We don't have the Generac. We didn't get a Generac.
Whoa.
That's not what we got.
As in that one has to be permanently installed in that place. Got it.
That one sits outside in your backyard and is permanent and will be there. I love the idea that it kicks on. One of the things immediately when we were looking at these that Christina goes, what if there's an earthquake and the gas gets turned off? And I was like, well, that makes that a $30,000 useless thing.
Yep.
Is what that is.
Yeah. In fact, in an earthquake, you're supposed to go turn off your
ours,
gas.
Ours, actually, new builds, it turns off by itself.
Oh, really? Mine, I have to.
At our house.
I have a crank.
It goes right off if there's any kind of shaking.
What is it, like a wrench? I mean, yours goes off. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of amazing because I have looked at that wrench that hangs there and gone, so righty-tighty, right? Is that how I would?
It's crazy. It's crazy simple. Right. You'd think that, all the buildup of humanity from, when you watch country, like, what is that, Horizon or Yellowstone.
Like a Western.
Yeah. And there's nothing. There's no stoplights. Mm-mm. There's
no
grid.
Sure. They don't even have candles, those people. I mean, they're wanting.
Well, boy, we've done a lot in a short time. We walk around with these phones that do everything for them. My God. But really, your whole existence is that wrench that just goes boop.
I know.
Off, boop, back on. Same with the water. It's like this little blue turny thing down outside. You're like,
that's it, huh? That's where it's all coming from.
Thing. Wow.
Just turned it off and on.
We just had to, remember I was telling you they thought they might have to trench through our brand new front yard that we just put in last year? And they didn't have to. They bored underneath. But John would just walk me through the process of turning off all the stuff over there. It, you know, it's good to get a refresher once in a while. You know, we have to get our gas hooked back up.
While we're talking about power, can I just shout out the city of Alameda? We have our own power grid on that island. So we're not connected to PG&E. We don't have the blackouts and the brownouts. Alameda is self-contained power. I love it.
How are they doing that?
You know that for sure?
Yeah. I pay my bills to Alameda Power. I do not I do not have PG&E.
So
we're all moving to Alameda.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
I don't know how it runs. I don't question things.
You have all the stuff. You have the natural gas. You have the, or do you have a gas stove?
I don't have gas. I'm living in a new building, and they don't do gas in new buildings anymore. So at least that I know of.
They don't.
And it sucks because I don't like cooking on the
electric
whatever
burner,
what was the new ones?
Oh, are you on an induction?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you have to have certain pans?
I had to buy certain pans for it.
They're amazing.
I can't use my cast iron. I can't use wok.
Then you're not on mine. If it's cast iron, it works.
Oh, okay.
It has to be magnetic.
Oh.
You don't want cheap pans.
So I can use cast iron on it.
Oh, you should be able to. Okay. Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like it would scratch it. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's like a glass. Yeah,
I already broke it. As soon as I moved in, I dropped one of my knives on the edge of it, and it broke the edge off of the thing.
Oh, great. So now you have a piece of broken glass that just lives on your counter?
No, I just threw it away.
No, I mean, but that now you have
An edge. But at least it's on the far edge. But,
oh, all right.
But yeah, Alameda, fine place to live.
Anyway, where were we?
Oh, I don't know. The power went out. I was scared.
So we didn't get the Generac. We got a gas powered one. I found one that's quiet, and then I had an electrician rig the house so that I can take a switch from the power grid off all the way down, and it puts me on my generator.
So you have to lug the thing out there.
I pull it out. I plug it into the house.
Yeah,
the little thing he put up, and then I start the and it goes. It powers the whole place.
Right.
I got to keep going and getting gas though.
Right.
How much gas do you have to put in that thing?
Not much. I think I have a 5-gallon can, and we've never had it. It's never been one of those things where I go, oh my God, I got to go get gas again. It runs for a long time.
And you were saying you do maintenance on it. You pull it out, start it up, let it go through. Because even gas will go bad after a while.
Yep.
Like you got to, you want to go through the gas that you've
got. There are gas preservatives as well that you would buy at the generator store.
Yeah.
Or I think it's a lawnmower store actually, or something like that. But you can get a gas preservative and put it in.
That's good to keep around for zombie apocalypse.
Absolutely,
in the go bag would be that preservative so that you could preserve gas. I liked it. It's going in my go bag.
All right,
I got a
gas
big one.
Preservative.
There's those places that sell all the yard equipment and generators, and that they've got that.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are those called? What kind of places are those called?
I don't know.
Just like things you need, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so you didn't get got.
No,
Back to the Generac's all turned on, and then your neighbor
turned on. It was. I'm just like, why did the power? Like, what did some idiot do that all our power went
Sometimes
off?
Sometimes it is just a car accident.
Somebody hit a pole.
Power in Mill Valley. I'll tell you right now.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad you know how to source that information, because I definitely don't. I was like, everything turned off, and I think it was like 4:06. I'm like, well, I was going to leave in 9 minutes anyway.
Benny's our news journalist. He knows where to find
you want to hear something crazy?
Yes, I do.
Speaking of.
I want to hear something crazy.
Yes.
In the elevator, just now.
Yes.
On the way up.
Right.
Matt Bigler and I have been colleague reporters for years,
sure.
30 years.
Right.
Matt Bigler, KCBS, you've heard his name a million times.
I'm Matt Bigler.
So have I.
KCBS.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know, KCBS, who doesn't listen to KCBS? We all do.
Yeah. It's where you turn. Ding, ding. Shame. No shame. It's our big sister station.
Right. Anyway, he walks into the elevator. I'm like, hey. He goes, you know, we've never officially met.
Is that so?
And I go, I guess under, you know.
We've been in rooms together.
If you're framing it that way, you're right. We've never looked each other in the eye, shaked each other's hands, and said, hello, I am, and you are. So we did that and it was really pleasant. And I was like, and he goes, I love your show and I'm a fan. And I just feel like, how have we only
worked in the same building for 30 years and never like had a face to face? Like I am,
Well, it used to be because we were down the separate hallways.
Yes.
And unless you caught in the elevator, like him and I just did, you just don't see each other.
Right.
Now, what's weird is I should have seen him in the bathroom by now. So he must never go.
Hmm.
You know, like all the morning guys, we all end up down there at some point from the coffee and the water.
Everybody.
And but I've never seen him in there.
Yeah, that is sort of strange, actually. I wonder if he's not in the building all the time.
It must be the case. Yeah. He's probably, you know, he probably comes in, gets his assignment and splits.
Right.
So, but it was cool. He was really nice and very complimentary. And I was like, Matt Bigler.
You know, we've been in this building now for over a year. Or maybe, I guess, around a year. I don't know, right?
I think it's over a year.
Yeah. I want to say it was like September or October of last year. We really started working here all the time. In all that time, so we access the garage. We have parking here, Vinny and I do. And in all that time, I've never had the elevator stop on another floor. We're on the 10th floor, takes me down to the garage. That's it. It's one elevator, we'll go to the garage. And it's never. Have you ever had that elevator stop on another floor and somebody get in and then get out of the lobby?
Yeah.
I have never had that happen to me. And it happened for the first time yesterday. That's what I wanted to ask you. Because I was even thinking about it. I'm like, I got on the elevator. I'm like, this thing never stops. It just goes right to the garage. It's so convenient. Boom, stops. I'm like, what?
And you had to interact with somebody?
No, I didn't have to. They were talking to each other. It was interesting to listen to.
There is an unplanned outage in your area. Our team is evaluating the electrical system to identify damaged sections and make necessary repairs in order to safely turn the power back on.
No.
According to the texters, it came back on at 5:50.
And this says estimated restoration time 9 a.m. The outage is considerably bigger than you think.
Oh.
It appears to be between 500 and 4,999 homes.
Oh. So it's bigger than 500, but smaller than 5,000.
But when I dig into it, what is this area here? Look at that map. You see Mill Valley's orange, right?
I do.
What's above that? Is that Lark? That's not Larkspur.
That looks like Fairfax and that's like Western Marin, like heading out toward kind of Point Reyes, looks
like. Okay, well, they're out of power as well.
Oh, that's a huge chunk and just a little bit of Mill Valley.
Uh-huh. Oh, Larkspur's to the right. Okay, yeah. Well, whatever that is, your power's out as well.
Maybe?
I pulled up the PG&E website, and you can do a search based on your zip code or just click on reported outages, and then you get the map.
But people said it's already back on.
Somebody texted
so John will just
said that their
the
power
whole thing.
Was on. So
I hate when my power goes out because then I got to reset my, like my coffee machine is the one thing I worry about anymore. Because I don't care if my stove has the right, I've got a phone. I don't care if the stove has the right.
Oh, the orange is gone everywhere. I just updated the map and the orange is gone. So you guys
fantabulous.
Are
fantabulous. Looks like we're good.
They fixed it, everyone. Yeah. And way to go, PG&E.
It is a scary moment though. When your power goes out, you're like, oh no, what? What happened? Did something just because like anything could happen. I don't want to.
You might be
reading
too many post-apocalyptic books.
I'm like, oh geez, what happened? But then I immediately think, are they coming for me? Are they going to come get me? Should I grab my gun and my dragon? All the things I have at my house, so beware.
You can get fuel stabilizer at O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
I overslept a bit. Did you guys talk about Survivor yet?
No, we didn't. We'll talk about it in a second.
Oh.
KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here is a song. We'll be right back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.